This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia says it is convinced that Iranian weapons are used in last weekend's massive attack on its oil industry. It is in the message the Saudis delivered to visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who called the assault an act of war. Those are words President Donald Trump has so far avoided using. Edward Uranian reports for VOA on Pompeo's trip to Saudi Arabia.
Saudi TV showed Secretary of State Pompeo arriving at Jeddah Airport late Wednesday afternoon before meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to discuss Saturday's attack on Saudi oil installations. Pompeo said Iran is behind the attacks and not Yemen's Houthis. Saudi Defense Ministry spokesman Colonel Turki al-Maliki told journalists at a press conference earlier that 18 drones and 7 cruise missiles hit the 2 Saudi oil facilities, and that the missiles, 3 of which fell short of their targets, came from the north and could not have been launched by the Houthis.
Ed Uranian reporting for VOA from Cairo. The U.S. Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter point to move tide in part to signs of a slowing American economy.
It's the second cut this year, but a deeply divided Fed is not signaling if there will be more. Chairman Jay Powell says it could happen if the economy needs help.
We'll act as appropriate to help ensure that the expansion remains on track.
Investors appear disappointed at the uncertainty about more cuts, and President Trump made his displeasure clear, tweeting, "Powell and the Fed failed again." 3 members voted against the quarter point cut. 2 wanted rates to stay the same, and 1 wanted a bigger reduction.